Well, Happy New Year, first of all. And second of all, just a clarification on what we have in the gospel today. If we were to list the 10 or 20 questions the priests always get asked, one of them is about this gospel, which is, really there are two of them. First, what is myrrh? And second of all, who are the three kings? Well, myrrh is a type of incense. So our Lord came, the three kings came, and when they visited our Lord, they brought him gold, frankincense, which is one specific type of incense, and myrrh, which is another type of incense. So there's the first question. And the second, whether or not the three kings are real, yes, they were real, and their names are St. Caspar, St. Balthazar, and St. Melchior. Now, they play a very prominent role tonight in our gospel, and they're juxtaposed, they're set beside Herod. Now, they've got something in common with King Herod, and they have something very much not in common with King Herod. What they have in common with King Herod is that they both believe. They both believe that something is happening, and they both believe that there is this newborn king, and that much they share. But the question is, what don't they share? Now, we can see what they don't share by their actions. Clearly, the three kings believe they've traveled from the east. They're wise men, educated men. They follow the stars. They come, they know the prophets. They come to do homage. And then there's Herod, whom we know, of course, from the feast we had just a few days ago. It was during the week. And if we read our scripture, we know that Herod was so incensed, he was so enraged that this newborn king was born, that he killed all the males in Bethlehem who were of 2 years old and younger. So both believed. What we have in Herod isn't a crisis of belief. The difference between the three kings and Herod is submission. Now, we don't really like that word, but that's the difference. Because the response of Herod when he heard that the king was coming was to say, well, he's going to try to overthrow me. You know, when this new guy comes, when this usurper comes, I'm going to be pushed out to the side. So I'm going to do my best to overcome, overtake, and to kill him, and to push him out of the way before he does me harm. So much does he believe in him. The kings are different. The kings travel from their homes. They travel across great lands. They travel from the east, and they go, and what do? But they do the Lord homage. They prostrate themselves. They lie flat on the ground before our Lord, St. Joseph, and our Blessed Mother. And they submit. Of all the things we do in our faith, all the things we have to live out, the hardest thing for us to do over and over again is to submit. We believe that much is easy. That first step, once you've got that down, once we believe, it's hard to unbelieve. Okay, Jesus is the Lord. Okay, he was sent by the Father. Okay, there's the Holy Spirit. Fine. Scriptures are from Almighty God. I'll believe that. But that next step is the hard one. That one that says, well, if I'm going to believe, I'm going to pin my hopes on this guy. I'm going to acknowledge him as my creator, my redeemer, and my sanctifier. That means I may have to change my life. That means I may have to examine how I live. That means I may have to challenge some of the beliefs I may have. That means I may have to challenge some of the education I may have. That means I may have to continue to educate myself over and over. And that's hard. What's easy for us is to take a look at this gospel and look at people outside of ourselves. You know, we can look at prominent Catholic figures. You know, we don't have to name names, but it's pretty easy to look around in the news. You see plenty of folks who claim to be Catholic who don't live a life that's Catholic at all. And they'll swear on the Bible, they'll swear on their rosary, they'll swear wherever. Yes, I'm a Catholic in good standing, because I believe. Well, that's a good start. But that submission is the next part. And it's easy just to focus on them, you know. It's easy to focus on politicians who don't do what they do. It's easy to focus on people who are scandalous. It's easy to focus on people who are supposed to be holy who aren't. What's hard is to look at ourselves and to say, what is there in my life? Or rather, where are the places in my life that I refuse to submit? Where are the places in my life that I say to the Lord and I say to his church, you know what, I'm just not going to believe that. And not only am I not going to believe that, but I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to let that much come into my life. I'm going to kind of define my faith. I'm going to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm going to leave the parts I don't like by themselves. I don't say that in an accusing fashion, because every single one of us does it. And every single one of us finds places in the faith that are, they take a little bit of struggle. Because the fact of the matter is that if we're going to believe in the entirety of what our Lord gives us, if we're going to believe in the inspiration that He gives through the Holy Spirit to the church, that means that we're going to have to be countercultural. That means we're going to have to disagree with what the world says on some things. And that means that we're going to have to take stands over and over again, you know what, that may not be real popular. We got to remember that it's not me that's asking. It's not the Pope who's asking. It's not even St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, or St. John who are asking. It's not even our Blessed Mother who's asking. But it is our Lord and Savior, who is God from the beginning, who has come. And because He is Almighty God, He may command. He may demand. And honestly expect that we believe. And one final point. You may say, you know what, Father, there are things that I have been taught from my youth in the faith that I struggle with. Well, let me tell you. There's nothing wrong with the struggle. The obligation that we have as Christians, and particularly as Catholics, isn't to say, I'm going to believe everything and pretend that that's easy. The obligation we have is to say, I'm going to do my best to believe everything. And if I struggle with something, I'm going to find out why. If I struggle with something, I'm going to read about it. I'm going to study about it. And I'm going to educate myself over and over. So don't worry if you struggle. That's part of a life. But pray you don't find yourself in that position where you say, you know what? I'm just not going to submit. I refuse to acknowledge that God, who is almighty and all good and all loving, knows something better than I do. Don't find yourself in that spot. Imitate the three kings, who were wise men, educated men, and to do enough to come before our Lord and to bow down before Him and to give Him gifts, because He's God and they're not. Amen.